This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We all have a lot of stuff, some useful, some not so much, but still, stuff, clothes and toys and computers and furniture. Just look around. The overwhelming majority of that stuff came to us by sea. Rose George spent 5 months on what she called a medium-sized cargo ship. It held 6,000 of those big shipping containers you see all over the place. Then she wrote a book about it. It's called 90% of Everything. Rose, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
This is almost an anthropological study of these people who live in this world that you got a peek at, isn't it?
Yes, I think it is. The shipping industry has this odd term for the people who work at sea, and they call them the human element. So I guess I wanted to write a book about the human element who are at sea.
They almost, it sounds like the crew is almost another commodity that the industry has to deal with.
It is a very strange term, yeah, the human element. I've yet to come to terms with it, but that's what they're called.
Who are these people who work in shipping? I mean, they spend their lives in a place most of us never get to go to.
Well, the people who work in ocean-going shipping, so foreign-going shipping, are probably not American, and they're probably not British or Western European. They're probably, if they're officers, they're probably going to be Eastern European or Indian. And the crew are overwhelmingly likely to be Filipino, because Filipinos make up a quarter of the world's crew. Otherwise, they're going to be Bangladeshi, Pakistani, Burmese, Chinese. Basically, the world's developing countries work mostly at sea.
Do the crews and the officers on these ships, how do they feel about the rest of us, the civilian population, as it were, not really giving them much thought? We just go down to Walmart or the local store and buy what we want to buy, and we don't think about how it gets there.
Well, they feel a bit disregarded. They think no one understands what they do, and that's true, because their job is so exceptional. And, you know, for a start, it's the second most dangerous occupation on the planet after fishing. They're working in the planet's wildest place, the ocean. We use it for leisure. We go cruising in great numbers, but generally we fly over it, and it's a, you know, it's a patch of blue on an in-flight electronic map, and it's not really a place of work or industry.
What was the most surprising thing that you found in the 5 weeks you spent on the Maersk Kendall?
The most surprising thing was how a extremely modern ship, which is a testament to human ingenuity and innovation, and yet on this ship, men are living for 9 months at a time without access to the basic communication that the average five-year-old now expects. So the crew on my ship had dial-up email access twice a day, and that was it. There's no cell phone access once you're several miles out at sea. They didn't have any TV. You can't get cable TV on a ship. So it's a very isolating life, no matter how good the ship. And so all the crew I met had very carefully calculated how long they were going to be at sea. They'd calculated 10 to 15 years was about the right time to earn enough money for what they needed to do back home.
Rose George, her book about the global shipping industry is called 90% of Everything. Rose, thanks very much.
Thank you.